Hello, and welcome to another episode of Discovering with Hania. This is Season 1, Episode 3, coming to you live from our studio here on the South American coast. Today we have some nice weather and a beautiful day. It's February 10th, 2021, and we have one unique episode today that goes back in time to when the study of life and evolution was at its very beginning. Today's astonishing topic for our episode is Darwin's Voyage. Just a little background information before we get started. Charles Robert Darwin was an English naturalist and scientist who had a scientific theory regarding the study of evolution by natural selection. That became the starting point for modern evolutionary studies. This man was born on the 12th of February in 1809. He was also born in England. In 1831, Charles Darwin was asked to join the HMS Beagle as a ship's naturalist and scientist for a trip around the world. This voyage lasted for about 5 years. The ship was deported from Plymouth, England on December 27, 1831. At the time, Darwin was a 22-year-old. This trip was spent sailing around South America, and he spent most of his time collecting plants and animals from everywhere he visited. He would also take notes and write his observations and discoveries of the plants, animals, and geology in his notebooks. He filled many of them due to that reason. The trip came to a halt on October 2, 1836, when it returned back to Falmouth, England. Charles Darwin would collect many different bird specimens from all around South America. From his observations, he noticed the fact that the finches on the island were very similar to the finches from the mainland. However, each of them showed different characteristics that helped them hunt and gather food depending on the environment they were living in. He made that observation while studying the specimens from the Galapagos Islands. Due to his observations and findings, he developed the theory of evolution through natural selection. Darwin's theory consists of two main ideas. The first is the fact that evolution does occur, and to further explain that, this means that that organisms change over time, and his main piece of evidence for that is the fact that life on Earth has changed over time as generations differentiate from common ancestors in the past. His second idea is that evolution occurs by natural selection. What is natural selection, you ask? Natural selection is the principle that results in living organisms with beneficial traits reproducing and surviving. This means that over time, organisms' unneeded traits no longer exist. At the time, people believed that organisms were all created at the same time and no change occurred afterwards. Nature seemed to amaze and astonish Darwin, which was why he loved his job. While visiting many tropical islands, Darwin found many plants and animals that he had never seen before. While on the voyage, he got to experience an earthquake that caused the ocean floor to rise about 2.7 meters above sea level. In high mountains, he was able to find rocks that contained fossil seashells. What does that mean? This meant that continents and oceans had changed their location over time. He also went to some rock ledges that looked like they had once been beaches that had gradually built up over time. While digging, he was able to find fossils of some huge extinct mammals, like the ground sloth. This was great evidence that organisms did not look the way they do nowadays. When it came to the Galapagos, Darwin and his team travelled around for about 5 weeks, visiting many different islands like San Cristobal, Florena, Isabella, and Santiago. Charles Darwin found that the finches on the Galapagos Islands had different beak sizes and shapes. However, they all had some similarities that proved that these species had a common ancestor. When there were differences between species, he would call that natural selection. Darwin's mindset was that if there were certain traits and characteristics that allowed an organism to survive and reproduce, then those traits were beneficial and they would stay. Otherwise, those traits would stop occurring in further generations. Darwin realized that the finches with large beaks were able to feed on large and hard seeds. On the other hand, the ones with smaller beaks would feed on small and soft seeds. When one type of seed became rare, the type of finches that fed on it would decrease significantly in population. Darwin described the natural history of the Galapagos with the exact words of, "Very remarkable, it seems to be a little world within itself. The greater number of its inhabitants, both vegetable and animal, being found nowhere else." Shifting to a slightly different topic, Darwin also made some observations about the geology of islands and coastlines he visited. He had a theory that referred to the formation of atolls, which are coral reefs that create small islands that enclose a lagoon. They are often found in areas like the Pacific. In the northwest of Hawaii, there is an atoll called the Bikini Atoll. He believed that the way this atoll was formed was due to a volcano that was sinking because of its weight. As the volcano sunk, coral reefs that were located around it grew upwards. Going back to Darwin's idea of natural selection, he believed it had two principles. First, characteristics are inherited or passed down from parent to offspring. Second, he believed that more offspring are produced than the amount able to survive. And to rephrase that, the resources needed for survival and reproduction are not enough for all the offspring produced. In each generation, there's always competition for resources. The third and last principle is offspring differ among each other as well, and those variations are inherited. This was a small and brief preview of Darwin's voyage that was also very broad. For more information in depth, be sure to stay tuned for the upcoming episode where we will go into more detail. Thank you for listening. This is Hania Suleiman, straight from the headquarters studios on the South American coast. Hope to see you soon!